What up, though, y'all? It's the Match Mat Podcast, and we here with the Takeover. You know what I'm saying? Pieces of the Takeover. You know what I'm saying?
Takeover.
Oh, God.
Introduce yourselves, you
know? I go by the name of DJ Chris Hollywood. I'm Detroit, Michigan, 23. I don't go to Bowling Green. Bowling Green, telecommunications, media studies. I'm about to get up out of here, man. I'm about to start selling drugs to little kids. DJing on the side. You feel me?
It's a dream. It's a dream.
The Detroit dream for sure. J-Raho from Detroit, Michigan, too. VCT major. I'm done next May.
Man, I feel to get the fuck up out of here, y'all.
I was supposed to been done, so it's a long time coming for me.
I ain't going yet, man. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know where I'm going to be at. I might be in Toledo, low-key looking for different little jobs, radio, DJing, a little bit of everything, Need six incomes, man. That's how you get rich.
Hell yeah.
I'm saying. People don't know.
Six incomes.
Yeah, I got...
job don't cut it.
I got three. I need three more.
Man, I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Niggas don't want to put work in. Niggas don't want to work no more. Niggas want to shine. Niggas don't want to work.
I ain't gonna say niggas don't want to work. I don't think niggas want to, niggas don't want to build, for real.
Selfish.
Yeah, niggas too selfish and whatnot, for real. Like, I think, like, one thing with the Takeover, for real, is that, like, the first time you seen a group of black people that want to work together, bro, and ain't no, like, I mean, at the end of the day, Chris started the Takeover and whatnot, but, like, ain't no boss-type position, though. It's like, shit, we all here, and we gonna market ourselves and see what all we gonna do from the Takeover and whatnot, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good look, too, because I always see y'all building each other up.
Yeah. I real life started, with me, man, like, when I did Wildin' Out, for real, like, I'm not get that shit, bro. I'm trying to kill my ass. It started from Wildin' Out, though, for real, like, I just told these niggas the idea, and, like, just the support they had behind me and whatnot, and, like, it's crazy, like, when your niggas, like, tell you, sit you down in the vision, like, bro, like, what you did was, like, some legendary shit and whatnot. It's like, all right, I know you don't support my shit no matter what, but, like, to hear that shit come from my main niggas, it's like, oh, for sure. Like, you know, we own this shit and whatnot. So, it'd be the same way when them niggas come to me with an idea. Like, I'm going to give you my full 100% and we working. Let's get this shit out, you know. I know you did Dink shit. And I don't want to get in. I told nigga, like, bro, you should cook here, bro. Like, and support that nigga. I don't eat this shit, but support the shit, you know. I support this shit.
Shout out to Trigger Mills.
Shout out to Trigger Mills.
Shout out to Trigger Mills. Third interview ever.
Nah, but same shit with A. That nigga told me he wanted to cut hair. I'm like, shit, bro, let's do this shit, you know. Then Chris finally got on the solo tip. He said, bro, I'm going back to do radio. I'm like, what's up? Say less. I mean, this is nigga that brought me in the hosting game. So I'm like, I'm forever grateful when I'm trying to do a project with this nigga. So.
Yeah, man, I'm getting old, man.
Chris Young,
old,
man.
Man. I've been doing radio for 8 years. Niggas be thinking it's new.
Man, right? Niggas always think you do some shit, you know what I'm saying? Because they don't ever ask you if you've done it before.
Yeah, hey, I'm a new DJ in BJ. I've been fucking DJing since I was 13.
Like, when I was seeing you DJ a few times, I heard it, I was like, this nigga ain't no new DJ. I'm like, this sound like my new DJ. Like, you know when you hear a new DJ and shit, you know what I'm saying? You go to the party, then a nigga plays some whack shit.
Shit cut off.
Yeah. Ain't no transition. You know what I'm saying? None of that. Like, the song just played like it would if it was an album. You know what I'm saying? That's how you know you're a new ass DJ, because it sounds like you played an album.
Shout out to all my niggas learning, though, man.
It's a process, step by step. All that shit is mad patience. But, you know, I think it's really cool that I noticed you guys really building together, like, consistently. Like, it always seems like y'all energy is always about pushing each other. And, like, how does that go as far as, like, giving feedback, you know, even when the feedback may not be as positive?
man, you gotta keep it 100, bro. Like, people not gonna respect you. Like, they respect you more if you come at them sideways with the right intentions than if you just
say what you mean.
Yeah, you really just gotta say what you mean what you say, and also, like, display that too. So, like, I never tell somebody to do something that I don't feel like I would do myself. Just being genuine, for real, with everything you do. But, as far as, like, criticism, man, I like I like criticism if you coming from the right place with it. If you just hating, like, fuck on. But, like, if you genuinely trying to let me know about something, I think that's something that we all do. Just let each other know how to get better. And, I mean, that's really what the takeover about. It's not just, like, us four, just, like, the people on the radio shows. Like, anybody can be a part of the takeover. We really look for people, like, just to help you. Like, if you want to do radio, if you want to do TV, if you just want to plan events, if you just want to kick it, it's the takeover. Like, it is what it is. So, just making sure that when you give criticism, that you come in from the right place with it. You just ain't shitting on somebody for no reason. Honestly, because a lot of niggas take that some type of way, but yeah.
It's legit.
Yeah.
It's like constructive.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people really can't take criticism, bro.
Yeah.
Like, at all. Like, how do you distinguish, like, criticism from, like, a nigga hating on you? It's just a feeling, or?
Yeah, I feel like it's the feeling and how niggas move too with it, though. You know, like, everybody on takeover, for real, they, like, let me know, like, how I'm moving and whatnot, you know, like, lately, you know, I'm trying to give other niggas the chance to shine a ray, but, like, they don't see me doing that. They call me a bitch and shit. They like, get your bitch ass on air and whatnot. So it was like, all right, man, you know, I'm gonna get back on air, but it be constructive too, though. They let me know, like, when I ain't at my full potential and when they know I can do better, or we all let each other know when we can do better and whatnot. But hating, you just tell the energy.
When
bro,
niggas say, start tweeting,
I wasn't gonna say it, but yeah,
I said
the tweet stuff.
When these niggas want to tweet, tell them to book a show.
The tweets,
taking
our names and changing it to other names and shit.
Petty shit.
When
did niggas start doing this, dog? This like some middle school bullshit. Like when niggas had Bebo type of bullshit.
I mean, if we gonna say it, we gonna say it. I ain't hooking shit back, man. It is what it is.
Niggas, man, these Twitter thugs, man.
I feel like I ain't putting niggas in the category.
I think that's the difference between, like,
Detroit.
Like, you can't criticize. Yeah.
Detroit.
I mean, honestly, it's from where we come from, too. Like, you just gotta notice, like, how you was raised. But, like, I don't see, like, if you publicly say something and you don't never, like, come to me with it, you weren't trying to give me constructive criticism. You was just trying to shit on me on the internet and you thought that shit was sweet. That's the difference. Like, if somebody say, oh, like, I mean, for example, like, you can't do this with, like, rappers, but just like Matt, if I was, like, on Twitter, like, man, Matt is shitty. Fuck it. And I never told you, like, what I didn't like about it on social media, it's just like, what's the fucking point? Like, you're not helping me at all if you're not going to give me some feedback on what you don't like about my shit. But, man, social media just let everybody think they got a voice now. And it's like, you do, but, like, if you're not going to use your voice the right way, shut the fuck up. Just don't nobody care.
That's where we lost the filter from it, dog. Like,
yeah.
Like, over time, like, I used to be a nigga that be, like, talking fucking a lot. You know what I'm saying? And over time, you start to realize, like, your voice may not be needed at that minute because it's not the right thing to say. And you know it's not the right thing to say, but you just going on because you can.
You right. You think you can. I mean, it's a mixture with everybody, man. People have different motives. I just keep it at that, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, some niggas have good intentions when they do things. Some people don't. So you just got to separate the real and the fake.
But, ain't that some hard ass shit?
Nah, for real.
It ain't that hard. You just gotta watch tendencies, man. Bitch tendencies. Men have bitch tendencies. When I use the word bitch, I don't refer to females. Most of these bitches is men. That's sad, though.
That's great.
Yeah, it is what it is.
That's why I be vibing with me and whoever vibes with me.
Yeah,
you
bro.
Know what I'm saying? Like,
cause you just gotta be yourself.
Yeah, because your space is so important. No, I swear as you get older, you twist the bottom one. But I swear as you get older, you start to realize how important that space is and who you let in that bitch.
Definitely. Hi. What's going on, guys?
Who all came in this bitch right now?
I gotta introduce
yourselves.
Trigger
the one and only,
you can't come. Can't nobody hear you.
Nigga, did you whisper that?
Trigger Dave. You know who it is, man. Trigger Dink, the one and only. You can't clone me. Trigger Mills.
Wow. He cloned that meat, though.
Nah, man. It's all natural, man.
Okay. It's Throwsax here. And I'm liking that Nicki poster. It's going
hard. It's a story behind that.
Oh, he a freak.
Matt got the motivation going in here. Okay.
Matt tell Nikki to respond back.
She was just talking about Nikki.
Nikki on time right now, man.
That's crazy. Niggas done put Meek on that time, but for sure. Along with the podcast. Mm. Yeah. Along with the podcast. Mm. Back to back.
Bro, when you drop something again, if you drop something with Pat, it's over, bro.
You can't do that. That's cheap.
Yeah, that's too much. Cause Pat rhymed about New York on his finger, bro.
That's five bros.
Yeah, he probably had the hardest verse on that record too.
Man, definitely.
Low key.
Even though DMX was on there,
Bank Snap too though.
You ain't gonna introduce yourself?
That was always a classic.
Yeah, it definitely was.
This is our intern here.
Yeah, it's just Nia, not really.
Intern Nasty Nia.
Nasty Nia, that's what we call her. Nasty Nia.
Just Nia.
Why your name that?
I don't know. Dink started.
She know why.
Her name Nasty Nia because when we be off air, Nia be talking about sucking dick.
I don't.
She ain't got no gag reflexes.
Are you serious?
She got toys. She got butt plugs.
She into bondages and stuff like that.
Nia get it in.
She nasty.
Honestly, if you trying to get anybody listening to this, if you just trying to get the night of your life, holler at our intern.
No. No, do not call.
She's for sure going to take over.
She'll take over.
She make them toes curl, too. So.
Without even trying. She don't even try.
No gag reflexes.
None.
Stop it. No. No. That's not even true.
Are any of those true?
No.
Her favorite thing.
It's really not.
Her favorite thing is.
Trying to get inside.
It's really not. Hey,
what's up?
You in the crib.
I invited you over.
Y'all already did.
Interview over y'all.
We're going to go ahead and end this interview.
Nia, you can stay. Nia, you can stay, though. I want to interview you one-on-one.
Trigger
me.
Trigger me.
That's what it takes, man. That's what it takes, man.
Oh, man.
What's going on, Matt?
Damn, man. Don't keep chilling, bro. Yeah. Honestly, I kind of forgot what we was talking about before this evening.
Fake-ass niggas.
Fake-ass
bitch
niggas.
Fake-ass niggas and bitch-ass niggas.
Fake-ass niggas and bitch-ass niggas, man.
I hate these niggas, dog.
I pray for
them. You gotta avoid niggas like that, man. For real, man.
No, you don't. They better avoid me. The fuck?
Hell no, man.
You said what?
Aren't y'all friends with them at first and then y'all realize that they fake?
Nah. Not in all cases.
Not in all cases.
Yeah, no. Some people, you could just really look at them and just be like.
From the first time you meet them.
Like, they really some. Oh. Whole shit for real.
Oh, God.
Shady.
Damn. Fuck it.
Whatever.
Oh, shit. Nothing, man. Just Chris being Chris.
I'm agreeing with the bullshit.
Just Chris being Chris, man.
Hey, shout out to the Q's. We got a probate tonight.
It's gonna be
cold. Oh, God.
That boy in
hey, man. Hey, I'm gonna give you a sneak peek. Let me tell you something right now. So, our fraternity, we really only, at this campus, we only be here, like, every 3 years. So, like, it's never been a point where there's been, like, more than 4 or 5 of us here. This Greek life is about to get very interesting for some people. Make sure y'all stay tuned in. We got a lot of events. That's what I mean by very interesting. Like, you're going to get to see new events from us. We got scholarships coming up.
That's sweet, bro.
But them fake-ass niggas, though, they better watch out, too, though.
Oh, God.
But we matching Matt, though. What up, though?
Man.
What time
I think it's probate starts at 7:11.
Which really means it started at 7:56.
No.
Nah, we gotta start 30 minutes after, so we don't be on time.
Shit.
That hen, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little sniff.
A little drizz.
I had Douce in the grip, bro, and that's like my favorite drink right now, bro. That's my shit. you ever had. I drink it straight usually, but I had Douce with some lemonade, and that shit was crazy, nigga. The pineapple lemonade, that bitch was smacking.
I'm taking a break off from drinking to St. Patty's Day.
You gotta, I look, he had, I had a couple shots of Henny earlier, bro, for real. I got it. So that shit was...
I'm down to St. Patrick's Day, man.
St. Patty's Day. We got the takeover on there, you know. Little pool and pile. Scholarly. It's a scholarship.
Oh, that's cool.
But yeah, man. We got a little bit of everything coming up. We got the karaoke. We do that like every other Thursday. That should be lit. It low-key turned into a concert.
Bro, that shit is great.
Shout out to the nigga Gabe that came through and just jumped the whole winner show.
This year, bro. Yeah. This week. Yeah, Gabe came through and shut it down, bro.
I was really surprised that he even showed up. Like, he went by himself.
Yeah, Gabe was getting it in.
You practicing your shit? Wait, y'all missing this shit back here.
I saw you rubbing on his.
Hey, bro, she's smacking me with her lanyard and shit. Practicing for 50 Shades of Grey back here and shit. Matt, you better get her. Matt.
I'm saying. You don't know. Yeah,
stop it, dude.
I did not tell you.
I told y'all that nasty dude for a reason.
No, stop. No. Don't call me that.
Other than the karaoke, though, man. Shit. Just every Sunday at 9.
9 to midnight. We got to take
to midnight.
How did y'all get that long ass slot? Like, How did y'all
finish
that great ass
show? Fuck it, mask off.
So the boat.
Proper planning, man.
The goat.
Hey, everything is planned, man. You gotta plan your life like 4 steps ahead.
I swear.
And just hope shit go right.
I think everybody got their different reasons, but I think patience for real though. Like my biggest thing in life, and I feel like I got here so far is. I love when shit go left. Cause I know at the right time, when shit go right, oof,
that shit gonna be great.
That bounce back gonna be something. Man. That bounce back gonna be something ill,
I'm
man.
So stressy.
Something ill. And I feel like, for real, that's how we got the Sunday spot, for real. Just the bounce back was something crazy.
Bro, y'all got the best fucking time slot, bro. Yeah. Man. I'm a shame, bro.
Sunday just, I mean, the cool thing about it is, like, you get the church vibe. We always get our show started off with a gospel song. But you still get the turn up for, like, Sunday night. So it's like you still off your weekend, getting your week started off right, though, for real. But yeah, man, 9 to midnight be gone.
Y'all be having so many videos, and y'all seem like the most interactive show I've
seen.
Man,
I tell people behind the scenes of the takeover might be like better than the actual show. Like, if they didn't filter us and we could just have cameras the whole time rolling,
we put a lot of time into like planning and everything like that. Most of it, I mean, we plan stuff, but most of it is really like freestyle for real. You know what I'm saying? I think that's what it is, man. We got like the right personnel on the radio and everything. With me, my translation, Rod, Joke of the Day. Different people bring different types of energy to the show. You know what I'm saying? And when you put it all together, man, it just is great, man. So
chemistry.
Yeah, definitely.
I just like playing coach, you know, man. All the football plays every now and then.
Please don't get this nigga started.
Please don't, man.
I'm just the quarterback of the show, you feel me? I ain't nobody too special, you feel me? Willie Beeman out there.
Oh, God, this nigga with the Willie Beeman, though, of all fucking people.
I'm the Willie Beeman of radio.
Nigga, Booby out there, man. I'm gonna win, put Booby in.
Nah, but, yeah, we got a nice, I think we just got so many different personalities.
Yeah.
That shit, it's never a dull moment, because, like, anybody might say anything at any time.
And that can get the whole conversation going, man. And I think one thing that, like, is good about us, we all don't agree on the same stuff. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to have, like, different sides to whatever the topic of the day may be or the question, whatever. We all don't agree. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, spark conversation as well.
It's usually the guys versus Dink and the girls.
Yeah. I mean, they always go at me for whatever
reason. Dink is a feminist.
See?
But, and not that nothing's wrong with being a feminist. It's just like you need to be congruent when you're a feminist. Like, Dan could be like, you know, let's go to the March on Washington, but be grabbing all the women ass.
That
you know,
niggas be multi-layered, bro. Can I be going the same way, bro? Nah. Can I just go to the strip club on Saturday and go to church on Sunday?
Oh, no, you can do that. You good. I think it's like when you just be tweeting all the mail. It don't even be like secrets. It just be like, Dink ain't have to say that. Like, I know y'all done seen some tweets.
I done seen that. I was like, hold on, wait. You're going too far now. I was like, saying to myself. Yeah. Stay in the circle.
Like he got nine sisters or something. He's trying to protect or something. But you know,
he the oldest.
Yeah,
but I do that shit. I'm cool.
But, I mean, nah, man. It's just really
sharing his wisdom. You know,
that's what it is, man.
Been here 90 years, bro. Bowling Green really changed a lot since he got here. We was just a education school, you know, when he first started.
The normal college.
The normal college boys, Bowling Green Normal College. Like, nah, he was like, if you seen like all the little ditches around BG, like Dink was a part of the first slaves who dug them.
Oh my god, like,
it's cool though. That's like my biggest story.
He built
the. Yeah. So, like, it was slaves in 1920. All the little irrigation shit that go to the farms, Dink helped with that. Like, the tunnels under the school, he built those.
The ones in Chrysler?
Yeah, all the tunnels that, like, link the school together. Like, if you ever look down and see the silver shit on the sidewalk, that's because of Dink, bro. Like, founder of BSU, NAACP president the longest. I think he was president, what, 25 years? Like, he's really broke a lot of barriers at BG, man. And it's like, to have somebody like that on your team, man, that shit crazy. Like, walk with Frederick, Martin, Lincoln.
Gandhi.
Yeah, like.
Gold dinosaurs.
Right, like.
Still alive from 18 BC.
Bro, like, they saw it when the world was just flat, you know? When it was like, just one continent.
Pangea.
Yeah, like, so I mean, it's just crazy because he learned so much wisdom.
I think it said wisdom.
Yeah, man.
I deal with this on the regular, man, so I'm kind of used to it by now.
Yeah.
Man.
Oh, man. I just hope when I get in my late 1800s that I be as, you know, nimble as that. Like, bro, for him to be. They've been around for a minute, bro. Like, for his heart to still beat, his knees to still work. You know how many beats?
Walk.
Yeah, you know how many beats that is? Like, for your heart, 1,800 years? Like, shit crazy, man. Shit crazy.
That shit silly as fuck.
Man. It's like, for real. Because, man, it's between Rod, Chris, and Ave why people think I'm as old as I am.
Don't blame me, dog.
They start. You know, that's not what's important right now, man.
Don't blame me, bro. I don't have nothing to do with that.
Avoid the question.
It's not what's important right now, man. It started with a two.
What? A what?
Two.
What you at? What was the question?
You said it started with a two.
Two.
I think until I was born in two.
Two.
Just two.
Just two.
Just two.
You're two.
It's
your AD.
Yeah, man, y'all some clowns, man. But between Rod, Chris, and Abe, man.
It was not me, bro.
It was Devin. Yes, it was, bro.
It wasn't me. I'm not taking responsibility.
Chris told me I had all the blueprints to the dorms around campus.
That is true, bro.
Y'all saying that shit hurt.
You know, yeah, man, fuck. These are people I call my friends, man.
Those are the best types of friends, bro.
That shit crazy because, like, now that I'm a fifth year senior, like, I met this nigga and he was a 6 year senior. So it's like, damn! Like, decades at BG, that shit crazy. Like,
that shit sick.
Dink saw Rodgers. Like, you don't even know where Rodgers Hall is, bro. Exactly. Like, he remembered the Macateria. We can talk real BG history with Dink. You feel?
Yeah, you can.
Dink was, bro, remember the cafeteria in Harshman?
No, man. It wasn't a cafeteria harshman,
man. In the committee
room. No, it wasn't, man. All
right,
bro. But
what were they playing football at when you got here?
The Doit, man.
University of Law. Right, practicing when you first came.
All right, man.
Hey, that'd be the funny part when other niggas join in, bro.
Yeah,
bro.
Man, like that.
I would do it often, you know what I'm saying?
You got to slide a few in there. Fuck
time to time, man.
Fuck
it, baby. Man. I ain't worried. Fuck y'all, dude.
No, think personality do add definitely to the takeover and whatnot. Everybody got their own different personality, make that shit vivid and entertaining.
So what's next?
For the takeover?
First off, the show tomorrow is going to be one to remember. I can. It's going to be a great show tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Definitely be a great show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. The homie Match Matt coming through.
Match Matt on the show tomorrow. Yeah.
That's the reason it's going to be a great one.
What's next? Shit.
Events.
Talk to the quarterback first.
Yeah, man.
I'm just a second string wide receiver.
We got a lot of shit coming up in the works, man. YouTube channel. Trying to work with everybody on the team. Start getting their own branding out. Navi Network. Navi not here today.
Shout out to Navi.
Ave Reezy.
Ave Reezy.
How we missing, right?
Kara.
Young Kara.
Intern number four.
And who?
Amanda. Intern number four.
But yeah, just we got events coming up. The show. We trying to keep making changes. Keep making the show better. Really interacting with the campus right now is our main thing.
April might be a good month for the takeover.
Oh, yeah.
April might be a good month for the takeover.
We got we got Rod doing well now. Step show coming up April 22nd.
Anderson?
Yeah, Anderson Arena. Pool parties. Game nights. Yeah, we were lit, man. We just want to have fun.
That's all it is, man.
I was waiting for some shit, bro.
We just really just want to vibe and like connect with people and just have fun for real, man. You know, a lot of people don't take that extra step to, you know what I'm saying, try to make it happen. And we feel like we that, you know what I'm saying, that group, you know what I'm saying, we going to make it happen. Let's do it. Stop talking. Everybody talk about it, you know what I'm saying, but we trying to put it in motion. We're not trying. We are putting it in motion. You know what I'm saying? So, just stay tuned, man.
Come help. Fuck staying tuned. Shit.
Hey, bro. Shit, what's up?
We still looking for people.
Man, I'm just putting some work. What's up?
Man, you know,
I'm always trying to do some work.
We got, right now, we got 5 interns, man. Hopefully, one of them, Nia, Sterling, Kara, Areezy. Who are the interns?
Gary task manager, right?
Yeah, he got a job and shit.
Uh-huh. He's a task manager.
But no, I really just making sure, like, anything that you want to do with the takeover, we just trying to make it possible for everybody to kind of find their own lane. Like, you might necessarily not want to be on air, but, like, if you want to help edit the videos, if you want to help with the social media, if you just want to pub our events and tweet, like, it's always something for somebody to do. We got merch coming soon, hopefully. We got a designer, so we got different little t-shirt concepts. Everything, man. Hopefully Dink get us a restaurant one day.
Definitely, man, definitely.
Abe get a barbershop.
Yeah, Abe can get a barbershop.
Shit.
Nia gonna open her adult store.
She Sterling a model.
Yeah, Sterling a model now. So, like, everybody in the takeover is kind of in their own lane, but we all do the radio show too.
A cohesive unit. But yeah, what you can call
it. Think about that word. He looked this shit up. He looked that shit up. That nigga said he's talking serious.
But just support, man. I think, like,
what's the good word for team?
I think it'd be hard for a lot of people to get behind other people without ego getting in the way. And it's like, everybody can eat. You know, like, you got a podcast. Shit, we got a podcast. But, like, that ain't gonna stop somebody from listening to your podcast. I think that's what's wrong with people. They think if somebody else successful, that they can't.
That
be
they
successful.
Can't do the same thing. And yeah,
we're trying to become the modern day BMF.
I don't know about that.
The legit BMF.
Yeah, legal BMF.
Legal
shit.
BMF.
Nah, we just the takeover though.
Hey, you better get Match Matt rated, man.
We're gonna slide in here.
Let me say.
Shout out to Nikki. I wonder how long Nikki gonna be relevant.
Nah,
Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, bro. Nicki Minaj, Nicki the Ninja. She just got body bagged, but
not for real.
That's a lot of price. No,
man. A lot of people did trying to
7 minutes of ether.
And people like,
and them was straight bars.
Yeah, that's
like,
no, I'm gonna give it to her. Remy Ma.
Bars. Like she brought up every single thing in Nicki's career and it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Like Nicki's, however long Nicki been out, she put that into 7 minutes.
Yeah.
But I like Nicki. You know what I'm saying?
I
but
still fuck
I
with
get
Nicki.
Credit where it's due. She, like, Nicki got to come back hard, man.
She got 48 hours. By the time this podcast drop, if she ain't say shit, she's shitty. She ain't shitty. She just took a L.
Yeah, she did what me did. Yeah. Her ex.
Fucking with.
Damn. Fucking with Patch. Fucking with
Patch. She's not going to get tested.
That's crazy, though.
I said that.
But what, like, what started this?
She said something on that Gucci song.
But
she said it because. Damn, I forgot.
Her album flopping.
Yeah, her album flopping, and you ain't the real queen of New York type shit.
Something about I'm the iPhone, you the new kid.
Yeah,
whatever.
And then today on her, you on her social media?
No.
Oh, on the Nicki.
But why Nicki try to include Beyonce into it?
To say that Beyonce was calling her the queen of rap when
yeah.
it was on stage.
I think that's where the shit like originally came from because I think Remy Ma said you're not the queen, but I don't think Nicki ever said that she was the queen. Beyonce said.
Yeah.
No, Remy didn't say nothing about her not being a queen. Oh. She had did a song and everybody was like, Nicki talking about Remy talking about Nick, and Remy's on radio like, I'm not talking about Nicki Minaj, she always wants us to fight and shit, like, no, I'm not gonna do it. And then Nicki dropped his song.
With Gucci?
Yeah, with Gucci. And that was like at Rim. So Rim was like, fuck the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and Nicki got the juice.
Yeah. That's decapitation, though. Like, they don't understand. Rim went to fucking prison for shooting a nigga in the stomach.
over $50 in like a quarter of weed or something. Oh,
yeah, she bought that
last. She was on a Big Pun album. Like, you don't get on a Big Pun album.
Being a nobody.
She got bars. It's just like, I think she in a position where it's like, y'all can both benefit. There ain't no point in beefing. Like, you can be competitive, but she got personal as fuck. I don't know if y'all heard that shit.
Yeah, she definitely did.
Yeah, she got personal to the point where it's like, hands not. Like, some shit she
has to be.
You go at family, it's like.
Talking about her brother.
Yeah. That shit, and then when she said she fucked the whole Young Money. Gave niggas the cookie. And he's trying to do,
trying to be like Empire.
Yeah.
Oh, like, whoa. Bars.
But no, it was the one she said. I shoot Nick at night.
Oh, yeah.
Then I'm wilding out. Then I'm going to hit Nick with the cannon.
She had
some bars.
She said
man.
That on the show, too, though. When she went on wilding out. I was like, okay. Nice wordplay again.
Yeah, that wordplay crazy.
Yeah.
That was.
She
is
wild, bro. Like,
we're going to have to revisit that shit tomorrow for
the
show.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about that.
Her and Pap is sensational, bro. Like, they are amazing rappers. Like, that shit.
Papoose is definitely underrated, too, man. I don't think he get the credit and respect he really deserved.
Dissed him on the Cypher when it was like he put the sense of the rapper back in his pajama clothes. Hi, jokes on you, hot pop, I'm bulletproof. That was about Pap. Because Pap had that line of pajamas, and Pap had said something about Kendrick doing control. Everybody thought they was talking about
Kendrick.
Because
Papoose had got upset that Kendrick had said that he was the Muslim on pork. And he said that he was the king of New York. Like, how you from the king of New York and you from, I remember that interview.
He said he was Pac in the thing because, like, when you think about it, Pac was born in New York. So, like,
they moved out west.
He was the biggest star in the world, but nobody calls him the
king of New York.
He actually was.
Yeah.
He got all that West Coast love.
Pap is a different type of dude, man. He got bars. I'd love to see him and Kendrick go together, though, man. Top five right now? I don't have a top five right now.
I'm
not
gonna do that right now. I'm always gonna throw Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah, easily.
I don't know. You gotta make more music.
I think that's his only problem, man. He's not as consistent as people want him to be.
Like, when he did the control verse,
he took too long.
Top five that you will listen to.
Okay.
Not just top five rappers.
I would say Kendrick, Cole.
This your order, or you just name it?
Nah, just no particular order. Okay. Kendrick, Cole, Migos.
Nigga, that's three.
I wasn't finished.
You better say Quavo. No, that's them three niggas right there.
I can't. They can't be one group.
Nah, you gotta say Quavo.
I'm gonna say Takeoff then, cause Takeoff the best one in the group. Takeoff the best in the group. It's like Quavo is just like that center of attention, but he's not the best, but he get the most attention.
Sing all the hooks.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is.
Migos, who else?
Plies.
Fuck out of here.
You know Plies gonna be. You know Plies gonna be in my five, all man. Right.
And who else?
Nah, I'm gonna take Plies out though. I'm gonna say Fab and Jadakiss. That's who I would listen to at this.
I just some time.
I get it. For sure, 2 Chainz is gonna be there for me.
2 Chainz low key would slip in at 5, maybe.
Yeah, 5. He's always.
He really number like 6, but.
The question was top 5 that you would listen to right now. Shit.
2 Chainz. Fucking Future. You know what I'm saying? No, that nigga was in jail for too long. I didn't give it to that nigga.
Who that?
I was thinking of Kodak. That nigga.
Kodak's starting to get Kodak weird to me, man.
Yeah, I don't know what's
Kodak
going on.
Kodak can turn the party around.
Definitely.
Like, I'm just like, come on, Kodak. Yeah, that'd be good to Kodak. Fucking Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper's always
Chance, dude.
And, I got one more. Am I gonna give it to Thug? Or Travis Scott?
I'm gonna trip.
Nah, fuck that. No.
Y'all need to strip it.
I just thought about that shit. I might give it to Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla $ign?
Ty Dolla $ign.
I feel like.
He dropped Campaign.
I feel like I'm feeling the mood for real.
I know Sean in your five.
Big Sean? Yeah. Yeah. I'm with the city with it, bro. Like,
I didn't think about Big Sean. I would take
That's why I said.
I'll put Ty Dolla $ign out and put the Big Sean in.
That's why I said depending on the day for real, you know. Big Sean, shit. I'm waiting to see what this More Life project by Drake gonna sound like.
Trash.
For sure, but Plies was in your shit, though.
Plies is a goat.
For sure.
Yeah, Drake ain't a rapper.
Drake is an artist, man, but he's not.
You said that 5 nigga, that you listen to.
That nigga a superstar. Yeah, he a rapper. He a fucking superstar.
He's not no top 5 rapper, man.
He can hop on any song. Like,
but don't talk about shit.
He can hop on a country song, and that shit would be great.
You don't talk about shit to me, man.
Then you hit on everybody that's great.
I don't, man.
You do. I never.
Drake don't talk about shit.
I never seen.
But he don't have to. Like,
he got a flow.
Yeah. But I never seen you give respect to nobody that's great, though.
I mean, this week, because I don't care to listen to it.
I'm not even talking about him.
What he do?
Talking about everybody else that's great.
Bruh.
You don't give respect at the end of the day, but I'm saying.
No, just because I choose to not rock with
you don't like the niggas who the best, though.
So you like the underdog. I don't feel that they're the best.
So who you think the best rapper right now?
Best rapper right now? Kendrick.
You sound dumb as fuck.
Oh. Can't agree with that.
You sound dumb as fuck.
That you listen to? When, are we still on that you
when
listen
the
to?
Fuck have how many albums have Kendrick put out in the last 5 years and or mixtape?
4, 5.
In the last 5?
He put out mixtape
2011. Yeah, he dropped Section 80.
Oh, it's 17. 80,
overly
it's
17, dedicated.
So that's since 12.
Overly dedicated.
So Good Kid, Mad City.
Overly dedicated.
Untitled.
To Pimp a Butterfly.
That's it.
That's it. 4 albums in 5 years. What my nigga Hov said about that? And one of them was on. One was tight, and the other two was trash.
Tripping,
come on, Untitled was trash.
Tripping, man.
It was trash.
Untitled was
some good songs.
Okay,
that's good songs.
It was fun to blow.
If that's the case, the shit Drake just put up. What was that? The Views. That shit was trash.
Sounds stupid.
It was low key, but on Shuffle,
that bitch is great. And
what's the one where he got the clouds in the background?
Nothing
and
was the same.
That's not trash, but that was.
If you're reading this, it's too late. Drake had Drake.
That was trash. If you're reading this, it's too late. Was trash.
I don't even know.
Hold on, wait. Hold on, everybody, be quiet. Hold on, I want you to say that again.
Look at this nigga.
Okay. Legend. That was trash.
Yep.
Energy.
Yes.
Tim Benz.
Yes.
Know Yourself.
Yes.
No Telling.
Yes.
Madonna.
Yes.
Madonna was Six God.
Yes.
Star 6-7.
Yes.
Yours. Okay, yeah. We're just talking now. Company. With Travis
Scott. He low-key had some bangers on that shit, but you don't know that.
Oh, number six. That shit Jungle was not is good, by bro. Far the most artistic thing that Drake probably put out.
I can agree good, on that for sure.
I don't know.
Bro, you just don't. I don't think you listen to him, so I don't.
I don't think it was not good to me, bro. Maybe I need to listen again.
I mean, so who the best rapper out right now? BC, just Kendrick. Bro, like, you heard
I
so
think
much
Kendrick.
You think
Kendrick? I don't. I'm not.
He doesn't
I'm
put
not
out music.
I'm not labeling Drake as a rapper, bro.
Okay, so okay, you want to say Kendrick? I still say Big Sean.
I say Cole before.
I say Cole before all them niggas.
Before Kendrick, bro.
Low key, as far
that's
as listening to,
man.
Cole makes
Cole's
his own shit.
That's tough, man.
And his beats go so well for him, like, because they're his.
That's tough between Cole and Kendrick, man. It's like no
the only
clear winner, man.
There
Cole
is a
Kendrick
clear winner.
Is that Kendrick is by far like a better, like,
let's
story
go
type.
See. Let's see who toured. This nigga, J. Cole, is touring all year.
By himself.
By himself. This nigga has a tour. This nigga has a tour that starts.
No features.
That bitch starts in April and it ends in December.
Bro, when you listen to that fucking, at first, I didn't really get
what,
pulled into that
you,
shit.
You talking about this recent album?
Yeah, but when I gave it another listen and I kept listening to it and I started picking everything apart.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh once, my God.
Mars Hill Drive was probably the fucking best album.
Once I got what he meant on this For Your Eyes Only, bro, I was like, oh, God.
It was sensitive.
That shit was, I just think that the only difference between that and Forest Hill Drive is, like, we had built empathy and understanding with, like, J. Cole yeah. for, like, his whole rap career, but we didn't know his dog. You know what I'm saying? We didn't know his nigga.
Yeah. Like, that's Big Sean, like, niggas didn't get I Decided the first time they listened to it. I mean, we're still probably don't get that shit, but that shit way deeper than anything he ever put out. Mm. I don't know. I ain't putting K-Dot up there.
I don't know.
Shit. I ain't fucking with it.
Fuck
bro.
It, I put Future at first. No, I'm just talking shit.
Future has
I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's really Jay-Z and everybody else. Like, at the end of the day.
Man, I need a
so
Jay mixtape.
Jay-Z.
Dylan.
Honestly, you want to hear something crazy that niggas might not like?
What?
I probably would. If Biggie made it in my top five, he'd be number five.
Dude.
He has two albums, bro.
And
bro, Biggie is my number
he
one, nigga.
He has two albums, bro.
But god damn them albums, bro.
Pop my top five.
Like every
I'm
other
not
every rapper
my top
who doesn't
five.
Die.
That's understandable.
You said you wouldn't put Pac in your
Pac
top?
Not top five.
You sound crazy.
Pac.
I can see
Pac
why.
Has one classic album.
Oh,
Pac, no.
But he's still the top five, right?
No, he's not. He's not a, no.
He'd be in the top five.
No,
he'd
won't.
Be like number five.
That nigga, stop.
My top
he put
five.
Out too much music for you to say that. Like,
but whether he put the music
out
or not.
Is that because he put out too much music? We would damn near have to put E-40 in that bitch because that nigga got like 22
Yeah, but it ain't.
Pop music
is,
not quality.
Shit, compared to E-40? Come on.
I mean, that's not.
I just put these niggas in the same fucking category.
He put the niggas in the same.
He has two albums, bro. Like, yes, they were nice. They
classic.
Were great.
They went down. One of them went diamond.
I mean, he died, bro. Like, if he didn't die, like, what I'm saying is he never had a chance to get ass. Like, your favorite rapper always has a chance. Ludacris. Ass now. Hey, would you put Ludacris on
I feel
on
a rough balloon.
Yeah, like, once them niggas get old, like, in rap, once you get old, it's like you get shitty. And that's why I say Jay-Z Cole. Because Jay-Z still bodied Drake on that fuck, that shining shit.
True.
Hov in my top five, even though I don't like him. Hove in my top five.
Why don't you like
I gotta slide.
No. I'm not saying.
You gotta get to the program.
No, my thing is, I like
bro.
I like Nas over Hove. That's what I mean.
You like Nas over Hove?
Yeah.
Can't do that, baby.
My top five is Biggie. My
you can holler at,
my
Nia,
top five is Biggie, Nas, J.D. Kiss, Andre 3000,
and Hove.
And
Nia,
don't.
Say
well,
yeah, ask them about all the freaky stuff, man.
We don't see y'all tomorrow. We know Matt got to y'all.
Hey, Matt put y'all in that one position.
What?
Hey, Nia gonna show you some stuff.
No,
she got the
cuts out. Like Sterling Lee?
No.
When Sterling leave, Nia gonna be like, hey.
No.
I'm a match man for real. Alright, bro.
Alright, bro. Me. I'll see you later.
Thanks
wow.
so much.
Niggas is silly as fuck. What's going on with y'all? Talk to me.
Nothing right now.
Nothing?
Tired.
Ain't nothing interesting going on?
Well, yeah, what you up to?
School.
That shit is stressful, my nigga.
It's very stressful, especially this semester. Spring semester sucks.
Like,
spring
semester. I have a fucking midterm. That shit gotta be, it's 5 or 7 pages. And I have to read this book so I can do it. Guess who has not read the book? My dumb ass.
Wait, how long is the book?
448 pages.
And all the other information that's in the book is going to be on the exam?
Yeah, because, okay, for 1 week, we had to read the entire autobiography of Malcolm X. The autobiography of Malcolm X is 485 pages. Thick. Small text. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then we had to read Elaine Brown's A Taste of Power. This shit is 400 and I think 26 pages. And it's a heavy read. Like, and she was like, oh, I need to have it done by the week. I said, girl, what? By when? By who? I'm like, I must have picked up the wrong book. Please, please. I need another one.
Yeah.
Jari got Rim and Nikki shit.
Yeah.
What you think about it?
Oh yeah, what's the thing? To be honest, this is like stupid.
You look kind of smacked right now. You good?
Yeah. I'm sleeping. I just got off work.
Man, me too. That's why I'm dressed like this. I was like, Jesus, I'm warm.
I didn't know that they were having a diss until I just looked on Twitter today. So I didn't know.
Nobody let you know nothing.
Well, I haven't been on Twitter for real, so I just saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just stuff I peeped. It's just I wasn't really paying too much attention to it until now. And then I heard these songs. I'm like, oh, okay. But hey, whatever it takes to get some good music, so.
See, I don't like Nicki like that. Not like music-wise, like. I just can't get over it. Like, I can't even, like, get to the point where I can listen to her.
Nah.
All the time.
I can. I listen all the rap to this.
I ain't shit baby moms.
Mm. Yeah, I always get over it.
I know some real ain't shit.
Mm. You got one?
No.
No. You got to no, ask. No, you, no. Said, you said it like it was real personal.
No, no, no. No.
Oh,
oh
God.
Holy shit, my heart.
I think that's every dude's fear. Get a chick pregnant that they didn't want to get pregnant.
Man. I was told once, I was like 17. And I was at a park with my pops and my sister husband. And he told me, he said, look, I need you to know this right now. Don't get no bro chick pregnant.
A bro said, chick?
I said,
yeah. That's the truth, though.
I said, you know what? You're like, or a stupid one. I said,
But how would you know she's stupid?
Just by observing. You know when somebody's stupid.
You know
stupid.
When somebody, like, yeah, okay, you don't know what the fuck.
Okay.
Like, you know when somebody just, like you know.
Make dumb decisions, be ratchet.
You know, a bird.
Yeah.
I still love birds, you know what I'm saying? I hope I want better for them. I want
what's
them,
a bird?
A bird?
Yeah.
Birds can be men or women.
The hoes. Oh. Wow, that's an interesting way to call
it. Not even just the hoes. Birds can be like, it has a negative connotation. So a bird is just like.
I'm so shocked that you don't know what that means.
We do not use that word. Never heard it a day in my life until today.
You from what?
Cincinnati.
Nasty Natty?
Cincinnati.
Nasty Natty Natty.
What's so nasty about
the Natty? Ain't nothing nasty about it. That's not the history. Like, the history is from these baseball players. They called themselves the Nasty Boys back in the 90s. So everybody, there's these white boys that call themselves the Nasty Boys.
They probably
so like,
wash their hands at all.
Yeah, like whenever you know, they come around.
Wash their hands.
Yeah.
You don't use a wash your eggs.
Not like that.
You don't want to use a wash your eggs.
I really don't. That's so weird.
That's your wild.
Yeah, I don't know how they even
came I out. Was Like, yo, like, you don't use rags, my nigga?
No, because on the back of every shampoo bottle, no, like any body wash bottle, it says wash with your hands or with the hand towel. I'm like, why would I do it with my hands? That makes no sense to me.
At all.
So what, washing yourself with your hands?
People. Yes.
I wash with my hands.
No, really? Just yeah. Your hands alone?
Not with everything, but, like, just my body, I use my hands. And then, like, private areas, I use a rag. Because I can't use a rag for my whole body. I just can't do it. You're supposed to use a separate rag for your private areas. That's what you're supposed to do.
Right. I'm over here.
Well, that's what I was just told, like, from the natural people. Like, they use their hands for the majority of their body.
Real niggas in the Real niggas. Hey, this song's a deep ass song.
I ain't nothing wrong with that.
No. It's cool, it's cool.
Hey, do what you do, girl.
Different cultures do different things. You know what I'm saying? Midwest culture is odd. We have a mix of different things that we do, but like a whole bunch of shit that's the same, just different names.
Yeah.
Like how sure. Chicago got Juken and Detroit got Jitten.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah. It's kind of different, but not that much.
Yeah, not too much, but we similar.
Right.
I wanted to throw a JIT party because I swear I was at Henry Ford High School reunion. My sister went to Henry Ford High School. Mm-hmm. And so all these niggas from like 70 to like 95 was fucking there. And everybody was high and drunk as shit. Niggas was jitting. Mm-hmm. Niggas was cooking barbecue. Somebody got their buff snatch. That shit was sensational. Something like a shot in the air. I said, yes. Wow. Yes.
The only time I feel that way is when I was younger and used to go to the fireworks downtown. And I just thought it was the funnest thing in the fucking world. Like, it was everything. You can go. And sometimes we'll go to Canada and watch it from the other side. It was super. And there's always be a nice sunny ass day.
Fireworks is always so lit, bro.
You definitely had to be careful, but when you're young, you don't care. Like,
you're not
like,
paying no attention.
You ain't paying
to
none
like
attention
a
to that
or some shit.
Now, when I go, it's like, if I go, is you gotta watch the damn back. Yeah, I'd be scared as fuck. But when you was younger, you don't have to worry about that. So that's why I used to be the best.
The good old days.
Yeah. I miss him.
Back with my nigga Kwame. Damn.
Oh my god.
My nigga Kwame. Kwame killed motherfucking Patrick, the former mayor of Detroit, Michigan, went to prison. Damn it! I don't think white people gonna let us have no more black mayors because
we need white mayors.
Besides Maya Jones.
And then somebody Detroit. Else black that was, you know, running. And then they was like, hell no, we want the white person.
Detroit getting real white, my nigga.
Hey, like, that's cool. We need to do a whiten that shit up so we can fix it.
Nah.
Only white people fix stuff. Black people don't fix nothing.
Nah, that's not true. Tell me
what we fixed that was originally good and it probably got tore down and then we fixed.
The hardest thing about fixing things is when you have something open. You can't afford to sustain it. Like a lot of that's the problem with a lot of things. A lot of people open things but can't afford to sustain it because either one, they don't get the proper business, or two, they just don't, the income isn't well enough. So I think that was the main issue.
And then who got the funds? The white people, which is why
they already
they gotta fix it. So we need to bring them back to fix it. That's all I'm saying.
Kick me in.
Now we work. I feel like this generation now we work in like to a point where we don't need white people to come fix it. We're doing it ourselves. I'm really actually proud of this generation. We be doing some crazy things, but once all that is put to the side, like we really is on a grind. And most people they not trying to have kids real early. They actually.
We're so educated as a generation.
Yeah, like we not playing. I feel like it was like we was really our. It was like they were really uptight, like our grandparents, and then our parents kind of loosened up, and then got some of them got too loose, which is why they got some ratchet kids from the 90s. But
You know, once we get towards our generation, we learn from their mistakes and really just growing from that, especially, you know, around the 80s and 90s. That's when, you know, diseases was on the run. Everybody was on drugs and stuff like that. And now we don't do that shit because we ain't trying to get to that point no more. So I feel like is this generation is moving forward. It's going to really make a change in how people view black people.
It's just so shitty, though, that it was always something implemented in our communities that made us suffer that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get real worried sometimes about when we, you know, when we reflect on ourselves. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we feel so defeated a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, you feel like you keep taking L's. Like, damn, you know, I hate seeing black people suffer. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I, like, you know, so why don't black people do this? Why don't black people do that? And then you be, like, thinking of all the, like, reasons, you know, the shits that we should have did, you know. And a lot of times we don't, like get to the point, like, what we had done to us was something that was never done before. Like, I feel like a lot of times we don't give ourselves enough, like, credit and time. Like, because I feel like once we, like, as our generation, like you said, understanding, like, the previous generation mistakes, like, as we, like, really, like, look back and understand, like, how, you know, things were inflicted upon us. And also understand, like, you know, like, where we, like, really come from. You know how, like, everybody, grandparents and shit, like, your parents gonna lie to you. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, most of our parents not gonna tell us the 100 about every shit that they did. Mm-hmm. But we gotta, like, really, like, understand certain, like, parts of our history so it don't get distorted. And so we can be, like, so much more proud of it and aware of it. And then because of that, we, like, move forward, like you said. Like, it's just, like, because I really feel like our generation is on an extremely crazy wave, and I wouldn't even just say it's because our generation's mindset. I would say it's because, like, the other factors, like the internet, you know what I'm saying, is humongous. You know, the digital age, like, we're able to reach, like, new heights and new places that, like, none of these niggas ever seen before. Mm-hmm. You know, you tell your mama you friends with somebody and such and such, and they're like, you never been there before. You know what I'm saying? It was like, nah, but you know what I'm saying, I've been tweeting the blah blah blah, you know what I'm saying, some shit like that. You know how people do that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I kinda don't trust that shit. But I was like, but now we have, like, this totally different, like, reach. Like, this shit is crazy. Like, we've had so much progressive change, like, over time. Like, our first black president. We have our first orange president. Like, this nigga Donald Trump is orange as fuck. But it's crazy though, because that's groundbreaking, because he has no experience. He's a fucking celebrity. He's a celebrity and an entrepreneur. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I seen Donald Trump get stone cold stunnered at WrestleMania, my nigga. I was there, my nigga. I seen the nigga bounce. I said, damn, they fucked this nigga up. Now this nigga is president.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? Could you imagine?
Well, I mean, it's the people that didn't really vote. Like, they didn't vote at all. They voted for things that, or people who weren't even on the ballot. Like, we could blame them. I mean, this is what it is.
You talking about Harambe?
Yeah, that.
Nah, that wasn't real.
Oh, well, some people said that they voted for them. They took pictures of it, too.
I don't believe it. That's right. Everybody. Where's
your bathroom?
Hmm?
Where's your bathroom?
Over there. I'm gonna make sure you're the first. I can hear it.
Okay.
I really gotta take these clothes off. This water is so fucking good. And I'm like mad blowed right now, so.
Yeah, I know.
It's always a nice feeling.
Really?
Oh yeah. I've been doing this for a while now.
Yeah. See, I'm not a smoker, so I have no idea.
It's cool, you know. For some people, it's a lifestyle, and I feel like for me right now, it's a lifestyle, part of a unique culture. Call ourselves visionaries. You know what I'm saying? But the main key is you gotta have great willpower to be a habitual smoker. And be, like, really, like, constantly moving and working hard. Like, because it's easy to fall into, like, no motivation. gotta be like really focused. So like I'm really focused 100% of the time.
Yeah, just my keys.
What made y'all decide to end time for the takeover?
I just wanted to do something outside of what I was already doing to just like add something else on the resume. And I think it was going to be fun. And it really ended up something that came as a good benefit to me. Because I know I have people that's got my back. If I ever want to plan an event, like I can put the takeover's name on it and really make it my own. And a better way to get myself out there and whatever I'm trying to do.
Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I just did it to see how it is. That's it. There's no like story behind it. I'm just a multi-platform journalism major, so I just want to try different forms. Mm-hmm. That is it.
Understandable. How does it feel to like build with something, you know?
I think it's cool because they already had something going when I joined recently, and I mean, from what I saw, I was like, damn, that is something I really like, and I like their chemistry together, so I wouldn't mind even, you know, just working with them, seeing what I could do. I didn't really think I was going to be on the radio, but that ended up happening, so that's fine. But, you know, once we figure out how to get all six people working and talking at the same time, it's going to be lit, I think. Mm.
Well, I didn't know it was going to expand like that. Because they always talked about doing things. We just never really like made it happen until I guess they just got fed up like saying like, yo, you're just going to have to do this now, you know. Because well, J-Rod was just telling me that they about to graduate. So like they need people to take their place and stuff. So I think that was the main reason why they started expanding. Which is cool. I don't mind it at all. I'm just there to support. For real, for real.
So what do you...
What?
What's this nigga? What do y'all as individuals want to do next?
Like, with life? Is that what
you... Yeah.
Okay.
My stomach just growled so crazy.
Get some food.
I gotta go grocery shopping, girl.
I feel that. The plan is to write for political figures. They just write about what they want to do for the country. And I just put it in terms where people can understand, because a lot of people question what the government is doing. So hopefully this networking trip can help me out, talk to people and stuff.
That's sweet.
Yeah. So that's why I get confused when the fools, the dudes of the thing, they always call me Nasania and Chris saying that I want to open up a sex store. That's not my life, but they never really asked what I wanted to do, so I just never.
That's crazy. I never knew that. You know, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
That's why I like asking questions.
That's cool, but... I'm gonna tell them we need like a whole show dedicated to actually everybody getting to know us as people and what we're doing, because I'm sure everybody got a lot to say since you know we're all doing something.
Yeah,
we're all trying to work out whatever plan that we got. So I think I'm gonna put that in the Google Doc. We're gonna put that together.
Yeah, cause like that's how people like get to know us. Like, a lot of people listen to show, and that's how they remember you, just by like what other people call you on the show and what you be talking about. So like for me, it's embarrassing going outside like trying to like hang out with people, and people just approach me and saying like, "Aren't you Nasty Nia from the Takeover?" Like, sure, yeah, that's my name, but that's not who I am. So it's embarrassing sometimes, but it's okay.
It's funny to me because low key, my Instagram name is got S Nasty in it. Somebody be like, "You nasty? I'm like, you." But I think it's just a joke. I just take it as a joke. It's like whatever. Because I know myself and
yeah, you know, for sure.
You know, but you know, but you know.
it's like, mind your business, whatever. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. You won't know. But yeah, I'm fucking with these pillows. These pillows are nice. I've just been messing with stuff. But definitely, I want to move into modeling. I'm a dancer for Element Dance Team, and I've been dancing all my life. And I think I just made that my major, so that's something I really want to get into. But also, model on the side, that's going pretty well, actually, too. A lot of good pictures coming out, so I'm excited about that, and really just getting the money coming in, you know, do what I gotta do. That's about it on me.
I feel. That was look blowed. So much energy from yourself right now.
Oh, you know, look blowed.
Oh yeah, it's a wonderful feeling.
I see.
But I just wanted to thank y'all for coming through. Like all y'all, you know, I got a chance to get y'all perspective for, you know, some time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and talk to y'all, cause you know, I know it's like a lot of like, they some personalities is like kind of like louder personality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. For sure. Like seriously.
Like, and they already know, like, they really in tune with their own voices, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it can be drowning out. So I'm glad, like, y'all really, like, talk to me, you know what I'm saying? Let me know what y'all was thinking, what y'all was planning, you know, what y'all was hoping for. That shit's sweet, though. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? I like that politics shit. That shit raw.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Modeling, dope, too. I thought that shit's sweet. Like, dancing and modeling, you got some energy.
Yeah, I'm trying. But for sure, if you want to see me, I got, you know, my Instagram. It's nasty, 4Ys, _ at the end, you know. You can find my main page through there, too. It's all good. We out here make moves. Move forward.
Come on, you're not going to say yours?
What? You already followed me, but,
this for the podcast. This ain't for me.
I don't know what I am. I think it's, I don't know what my
this nigga is singing. He's a hard out.
Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to see if it's an _. Yeah, it is _ Nia Fields. There.
Mm. She's so boring. She's so acting like she ain't boring, but she is. Nia actually cool. She need to stop being.
Well.
Short.
Right.
Sometimes I talk, sometimes I don't. I keep it to myself.
All right.
Let me see you.